President of the Barbados Turf Club, Sir David Seal loves his family, his country, his Foursquare rum distillery, and horse racing. He often says to his guests, "Welcome to the best place on earth."
First, we are British colony. Or were a British colony. So we have that, we've been always close. Families close, friends very friendly. And we are a very friendly island. We mix well. We don't have any problems with color or anything of that nature. We mix. So that's why we have been able to get on well.
Living close to historic Garrison Savannah Racetrack piqued Sir David's interest in horse racing when he was a young lad.
My love came from the fact that as a boy, I lived, well, the road is called Chelsea Road, Chelsea Gardens. But that's a road that leads, that's at the back of the big paddock, within a half a mile of the actual track. So I would go up to, the horses were all stabled at the garrison, and just walk up and go up and then go and watch them exercise. And that's how the love came about, really.
Sir David's first winner came during the year of Barbados independence from Great Britain.
My first winner came with independence, funnily enough. In 1966, I bought a horse in from England, a nice mare, and she won a couple of races in the November meeting, which was just before the celebration of the independence. So I've been going since, winning since 1966. So I've gone over 50 years as a owner.
The Seal family has a record 7 Sandy Lane Barbados Gold Cups on their mantle, and Sir David knows every one by heart.
The first one was an American bred horse, Ben Tom. It came out of Kentucky too. Ben and Tom Roach, I think, bred it. I bought him off of England, off of Guy Harwood. He's a very stylish horse, black horse, but would you know, prance a bit and look up and caught the imagination of the old country. If you ask anybody who doesn't even know anything about racing, they would know about Ben Tom. So that was the first Gold Cup winner. And then we had Sanford Prince, who won 3. Then Chuchu Royale, one for the wife.
Sir David appreciates that American competition is great for the sport and the Gold Cup, but knows his horses have to step up their game to beat Ken Ramsey, who has won it the last 2 years.
I have to wear 2 hats. The owner, which I don't want him, but from the club and from our local racing, he's a great ambassador. Yeah, we want to have foreign participants. So it's nice to have him, and he's a hell of a nice fellow. We get on very well. In fact, everybody in Barbados gets on well with Ken.
There's nothing Sir David Seal would like more than to keep the Sandy Lane Barbados Gold Cup home.
My chauffeur tells me that he's longing to be able to drive home the cup